It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
It's not the song I chose. What's going on here? Huh. It just plays whatever it wants. Hey, it's Speak Out 2.0, Larry Toonforce, KNTR. How's everybody today? It is tax day, so if you haven't heard that enough times, I got to mention at least once. This is Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, Vaporium of Laughlin, and Eugene Williams Consulting here in Laughlin. And we're starting off the show today, the first half hour, with Anderson Ford is in the building, and I invited Jessica Terry, who is a chamber ambassador, and so I invited her, and then she brought somebody with her that knows something about cars. So that was a good thing. So who's with us?
I have Darren here, our sales manager.
Okay. And so, Darren, you know all about the vehicles.
I try to.
Okay. Now, Anderson has been in Bullhead, what, a couple years?
3 years now. We're ending up our third year here, really trying to get involved in the community here. Which is a great thing with the Anderson Company. It's a family-owned company,
okay.
So they really try to help out the community. They're really community-oriented, and that's my favorite thing about working there is seeing how they can affect the lives of the community, just not sell cars.
Right, right. And that's what you're doing, right, Jessica?
Absolutely.
So give us an idea, other than the fact, well, why don't you start with the field house? I mean,
Fieldhouse is awesome.
You sponsored the Fieldhouse big time. Your name's all over the building.
Ain't it pretty? Yeah. I think we are having our public grand opening on May 3rd.
Okay.
The first event, I do believe, is the MCC graduation on May 10th.
Right.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
And my best friend's actually graduating in there, so another little yay. Other than that, yeah, we're really excited to see what all that brings here to the community.
So now, when you talk about community involvement, what else are you doing? I remember last year at the Oktoberfest, we had the cornhole. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
The cornhole.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys brought the board. I'll paint it up and everything. You know, we're thinking someone's going to build these in their garage, and you guys bring these customized cornhole boxes, I guess you call them.
Yeah, they looked really cool.
They did.
I mean, it looked like some kind of car or something.
Yeah,
material made out
I know.
Of those.
And it's like nobody wanted to play though. We ended up with three or four people that did it, and that was it, huh?
Yeah. Now we actually have some of those in the showroom. So if kids, parents come and their kids are there, they can play cornhole in the dealership.
Start teaching the kids young, huh?
Yeah, yeah. they all beat me out there though. I'm no good at it.
Next, you're going to have beer pong in the lobby.
I don't know if we can get
that. Little cups with Anderson Ford on them.
We actually, at the Borough Barbecue, we actually had the Toyota. We had the buckets, the big old 5-gallon buckets that you normally see, like, paint and stuff in.
Right.
We had those, and we filled them up with water and got the little basketballs. I tell you what, that little beer pong or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, that had the kids busy all day long.
That's good. That's good. I wasn't able to make the Borough Barbecue this year, and I've been to them like every year. I've been here 38 years.
Oh,
I know. That's what I said. I mean, I hit 30. I was like, well, I guess I'm still in Bullhead. Okay, well. And but we were out of town. But what a great event it always is. I had Scott Marilyn here last week who was running that whole thing and talked about it. And then we talked a lot about where the money goes from an event like that. You know, they'll make some good money off of that event. So then what do they do with it, you know, and the programs that Rotary has. Like, I'm in the Morning Kiwanis Club, and we have a lot of programs, too. And so what's the hot car on the lot right now?
The F-150. It's
really?
Always the F-150, number one selling truck for 42 years straight. Ford's very proud of it.
Now, is that the Super Duty, or is that?
The F-150 is they have the F series. They have the F-150. That's your typical truck that you're going to see guys driving around.
Right.
The F-250, the F-350, those are the Super Duties that you get the diesels on. You know, the 6.7 diesel engine, which is just an incredible engine. You can't say anything.
Not to mention the fact you almost need a 6-foot ladder to get in them.
I just got in Jessica's this morning, and yes, I had to pull myself up in that one.
Yeah, I know. They're up there.
And then, you know, we do have the F-150, which is just an incredible truck. They have 6 different engines. If you're going to tow something, you know, everybody thinks I need a Super Duty to tow something. The F-150, they'll tow 12, 13,000 pounds.
And it's the rear end that really makes the difference when you're towing.
That's it. There's a couple different rear ends that you can get on them. And what I like about our sales team is rather than just take someone out and say, hey, what truck do you like? And they fall in love with this pretty blue truck, but it doesn't meet their needs.
Right.
So what we do is we kind of do a guest interview. Right when they come in, we say, okay, you're getting a truck. Perfect. Let's go inside first because we need to find out what you're using this truck for. Will the truck that you're thinking about do what it needs to do? We don't want to sell you a truck that won't do what it needs to do, and six months later you have to come back. But on the same sentence, I don't want to sell you a truck that overkills what you need it to do. Let's get the right truck for you or the right vehicle for you.
Right.
That's the most important thing in car sales to me, is making sure the customer gets what they need, not too much, not too little.
Okay. So you kind of go through a little interview with them as far as what they're going to be doing with the truck when they drive it off a lot.
Exactly.
If it's going to be a delivery truck or a towing truck or whatever.
Yeah, because a lot of people come in, oh, I just want a truck. Okay, great. What do you need a truck for? Oh, I need the biggest, baddest truck you have, you know. I need it to tow 35,000 pounds. Well, what are you doing with it? Well, I'm just towing a 4,000-pound travel trailer. Well, you don't need that, but if that's what you want, we can get that for you. You know, just make sure they understand the capabilities of what their trucks do. It's not as important on a Ford Fusion or a Ford Focus to find out, you know, that much. But we do still on those kind of vehicles, we got to find out, you know, are they a family person? Do they have a large family? They may not fit in this vehicle, but they'll fit in this vehicle. So,
is that the same way with, like, somebody comes in and wants a van? Are you also... I mean, you've got econo vans and step-side vans and everything else, right?
Exactly. The most important thing we do is talk and listen to our customers. Because if we don't listen to our customers, we could sell them the wrong car.
Right.
So we need to make sure that we're listening about what their budget is, what they're going to use the car for. If it's a single mom, you know, that's on a budget, we're going to sell her a different car. If it's a gentleman that drives to Vegas every day for work.
Right.
He's going to want a car that's economical and a gas saver. He doesn't need all the room. He just needs something that's going to eat gas. So we try to help and coach our customers to make the right choice, to ask the questions that help them decide which car is the right car.
Okay. So, Jessica, let's talk about community involvement. You said you had a chamber mixer.
We do.
When's that?
June 6th at our dealership.
6th. Okay. And what else is happening for community involvement?
On the 13th, we did the free Bats Bus Ride Day. That was a great event.
And you guys sponsored that?
Yes, we did.
Oh, okay. So everybody who rides that day,
they rode for free.
They ride for free.
Yes.
And it's paid for by Anderson.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Absolutely. I thought it was pretty awesome.
Yeah. So, now, how many riders did you end up paying for? Do you have any clue yet? They haven't got to you?
Not yet.
Not yet? You haven't got that bill yet? You'll get that bill from the city and go, whoa!
How
many people rode the bus for free? So, because they've got like 4 or 5 buses running around all the time.
Right.
So, your budget could be stretched now.
We'll see. But you know what? I have to say that it was all worth it. I mean, you know, for the community, for people who maybe have to walk, or I talked to one family and she said she was excited to take her kids to school for the first time this year because she got to ride that Bats bus. So that's pretty awesome.
Good. So now do you sponsor Little League teams or stuff like that too?
We didn't do, I started out about a month ago, so we haven't done any Little League teams. What I am working on next is the upcoming Bullhead City Taco Beer Music Festival coming up.
Right.
We sponsored that one. So
I had John and Amber in here last week talking about that.
Yeah, they're excited, and so are we.
May 4th.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
So
you're a big sponsor for that. That'll be inside the Chamber building.
Yes.
Yeah. And then Oktoberfest will be back before we know it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And then we already have everything all lined up for Oktoberfest. So, and we are in the beer garden again. So, good. And I'm there this year, so I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, okay. And then we have Cornfest coming up by the Noon Kiwanis Club.
Yeah, last year I was involved in helping on that one. And that was real exciting. It was my first year here in Bullhead City and going into the Kiwanis Club and listening to everybody and how they all work together. This community is just wonderful. It's such a tight-knit community where everybody helps everybody. It's such a change.
It's funny because I was telling Scott Merrill the other day, I was telling you that I'm retired from the fire department. Well, John McCormick is in the Rotary Club, and for years, John would call me like on Wednesday before the Burl Barbecue. Larry, I need to borrow a pike pole. And I said, okay, I'll have it for you. Come by and pick it up. Because they cook that meat in vats down in the ground, and then they got to be able to pull it out. And you just can't pull it out. You can't reach in there and pull it because it's still hot, you know. So they use these fire pipe poles to pull it out.
Yep, I've seen that done.
Yeah, and for years and years and years, I get this call every Wednesday or Thursday before the Bro Barbecue from John McCormick looking for that pike pole. But you're right. It all comes together. Our club just did the Kiwanis Kids Expo, and we had San Bernardino Sheriff there. We had Needle C or California CHP and we asked DPS to come, and he said, okay, I'll be there. Well, this was one sergeant who said, I'll be there. What he didn't tell me was he brought two motor officers from Phoenix, and those guys, I would have thought they must work out at the gym every day because you've got little kids.
Right.
So you can picture these two motor officers the entire day were just picking kids up, putting them on the bike, smiling for mom, putting them back down on the ground, picking up the next kid, putting them on the bike, smiling for mom, you know. And I walked by, that was going on all day long. Then they brought this rollover display, which is really pretty awesome because it's on a trailer and it's the cab of a truck and it spins. So they put dummies in it, and they seat belt them in and spin it and show you how they don't come out. Then they take the seat belts off, they spin it and show you how they come flying out the windows.
Wow.
So, when they said they would be there, all of a sudden, wow, it just kept coming and coming and coming. And they brought a working dog out of Flagstaff that did a couple demonstrations. But this town has always been a town that comes together and helps out.
You know, and we do a lot of other things that just not necessarily, you know, involved in the community, but every Friday we wear red. For remember, everyone deployed.
That's right.
We wore blue. What was that, Jessica?
For autism.
So we make sure. Yeah, I see your pen.
Yeah.
We make sure we do the little things, too. It's not that we have to have our name on the side of the field house.
Right.
But if a military man comes in or a woman comes into our dealership, we make sure we thank them for their service. It's not always the big things. It's a lot of little things that add up, too.
Exactly.
And Anderson Ford really makes sure that they teach that to their employees.
That's good. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. This is Speak Out 2.0. If you want to give us a call, you can, 702-298-1063.
Quit smoking now and head to the Vaporium of Laughlin, the premier vape supply shop. With their wide selection of e-liquid to hardware, Vaporium also prides themselves in high-quality customer service and vape shop experience. Try before you buy. Don't have vaping remorse. The members-only program is free to join. Receive coupons, access to sales pricing before the general public, invites to special events, and more. The Vaporium is thanking all our veterans with a special veterans discount. The Vaporium of Laughlin, across from the Golden Nugget.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialist. MojaveShred.com. Eugene Williams Consulting brought to compliance with the state of Nevada along the river properties, Desert Sun Plumbing, Allen Shore Painting, and U.S. Southwest LLC, just to name a few. Thanks to Eugene, you too can comply with the Clark County legal posting requirement for your business license. Don't have an office in Nevada but still do business here? Eugene has you covered. Eugene Williams Consulting provides you with a Nevada registered agent and the means to get licensed in Nevada. Don't risk doing business in Nevada without it. It's against the law. Call Eugene now, 702-299-0511.
Meet Jenny.
Honey, we saved over $80 this month on groceries alone.
Jenny saves money at the grocery store using printable coupons from the Co-op Connections program.
Wow, how'd you save all that money?
It's easy with Co-op Connections, the program that helps you save big on groceries and household items with coupons.com.
It's all thanks to Co-op Connections.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Jenny and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
There's a bright star on your horizon. It's Star Checking from Horizon Community Bank, and it rewards you month after month. You can earn a rate currently more than 15 times the national average for interest-bearing checking or balance, up to $25,000. Visit the bank that is proud to be locally owned and managed. Visit your local Horizon Community Bank in Havasu, Fort Mojave, Portside, and Parker. For more information about Star Personal Checking Accounts, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host, brought to you by Mojave Shred, MEC, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Vaporium of Laughlin, and Eugene Williams Consulting here in Laughlin. And we're visiting with the fine folks from Anderson Ford. And you want to talk about first-time buyer or first-time?
Yeah, right now we've got a couple banks and Ford that are doing some great first-time buyer programs right now that we're getting people financed that come into the dealership and didn't expect to get financed. So any first-time buyer, we're getting financed very easily right now. Not a lot of rules and regulations that the banks are putting on people right now for that. As well as, you know, we get people, you know, that have challenge credit, we get those done.
Okay.
You know, superior credit, we're getting them the best rates possible. Banks are doing a good job helping people get cars right now. So
good.
Anybody looking for a car, you know, we've got some great programs. We've got about five or six different programs that we're working with right now. Capital One's doing a great job for us. So
okay. Because that, you know, you, as a salesperson, you sell somebody a car, then they got to get financed. You know, so that's the second part of it, right?
Yeah, and a lot of people come in think are afraid because they don't think they can get financed, or they think they got to get their financing in order before they come here. That's right. That's my job.
Right.
My job is as a sales manager is to get you financing.
Awesome.
And we've got a team that has been doing it for about 20 years amongst us. And we really know what we're doing, and we make it easy. That's good. Our slogan, basically, is we make it easy.
Good.
We
good.
Want you to come in, pick out a car, and go home
and
with it.
And it needs to be that because, I mean, I think back about buying my first car. You were there for 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah. You know. The days of being in a dealership for 6, 7
yeah.
hours are gone.
Yep.
The only time you're there that long is if we're super busy. You know,
and you're ordering something. You know,
yeah, we can only work as fast as we can. But, you know, we try to get you in and out relatively quick. We have a huge selection on our lot. Right now, the selection at Anderson Ford has never been bigger on our new cars.
Okay.
We've got over 200 new cars on our lot to choose from.
Give us some of the examples of some of the cars you got there.
Well, we've got quite a few of the F-150s that I talked about earlier, a wide selection of Mustangs and Fusions.
Okay.
And if you're looking for an SUV, Ford has the EcoSport. They have the Escape. They have the Edge. They have the Explorer. They have the Expedition. And the one that really is hitting a home run right now is the Escape and the Edge. The Edge is a SUV that's not a full-size SUV, but it's not the small crossover. It's right in the middle.
Okay.
And not a lot of makers have something like that. So people are just falling in love with the Edge right now.
Good.
If you're looking for a small economical car, we have a few Focuses left. That we have some huge discounts, like $4,000 or $5,000 in discounts and rebates on some of the cars.
Oh, good.
So great incentives. Ford's really strong right now, and this going into the summer, that's Ford's time. It's, you know, American made. That's Ford time.
Exactly.
Summer.
Exactly. All right, Jess, you got anything to add?
No, I think he hit the nail on the head.
What if somebody's listening and they think maybe I need Anderson Ford to sponsor something? How do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, just then give me a call down at the dealership. 928-704-9850.
Okay.
Number works for sales and service as well.
Well, that's your number too. So if they want to buy a car or talk to you about a car,
yep.
The same number. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you.
And I hope it's been informative for our listeners. No one's called with a question, so they must have learned everything they wanted to know.
I hope so.
Yeah. All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
National Notary Association member, founder Las Vegas Chamber of Adobe Acrobat User Group, Veterans First Program member, Mr. Eugene Williams is the trusted and reputable source for your business admin. Eugene Williams Consulting is offering unique and solution-oriented support for your business presence in Nevada, way below the standard rate. Eugene provides mail forwarding, free notary public, licensing posting compliance, Nevada agent registration, and more for just $50 a month. Don't get behind in your business needs and go to EugeneWilliamsConsulting.com.
Meet Jenny.
Honey, we saved over $80 this month on groceries alone.
Jenny saves money at the grocery store using printable coupons from the Co-op Connections program.
Wow, how'd you save all that money?
It's easy with Co-op Connections, the program that helps you save big on groceries and household items with coupons.com.
It's all thanks to Co-op Connections.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Jenny and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swanee Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswaneehyundai.net.
Hi, I'm Erica of Sanchez Hawkins Fine Jewelers. You probably own many pieces of jewelry that you don't wear anymore. Wouldn't it be great if we could take those old pieces and make something new and beautiful that you would want to wear all the time? I can help you redesign your old diamonds and gemstones into something new and exciting. Let's work on it together. It'll be fun. So come see me, Erica, at Sanchez Hawkins Fine Jewelers in Lake Havasu City. Make your old jewelry new again. We can do it at Sanchez Hawkins Fine Jewelers.
Every day is a beautiful day on the patio at Mackay Cafe. Hi there, it's Laura with Mackay Cafe. This is our season, beautiful weather in Lake Havasu. What better way to enjoy than a Mackay Cafe Bloody Mary? Just enough spice and plenty of flavor. Some say they're the best in town. Add a savory breakfast to complement it. Our world-famous Benedicts are just the treat. Try the Salmon Benedict with fresh spinach topped with our amazing hollandaise sauce. Just one choice off our plentiful menu, Mackay Cafe, next to the London Bridge.
We use music to go in and out of our commercial breaks. And so we just heard from some of our sponsors. And the sponsors for Speak Out 2.0 is Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, and Vaporium of Laughlin, and Eugene Williams Consulting here in Laughlin. We had visited with him last week. So now we have in the studio, I turn my sheet of paper over here, Deuce and Brianna from...
Operation Frig.
Okay, tell me about this.
So basically what Operation Frag is we rescue animals and livestock, and we use those animals to work with veterans and members of our community. We
teach people the basics of setting up their own homestead if they're interested in doing that, handling the animals. A lot of the animals that come to us have veterinary care need or some kind of long-term care thing where people can't afford to take care of that or their living situation changes. So we take in those animals, provide those services to them, and then use that and all of our other knowledge from different trade things that we've done in our lives to teach veterans or single parents in the community, kids, really anybody that wants to learn about the animals or welding. We do fishing outings, things just to... Basically, if we have it in our budget and somebody comes to us, we do it.
Wow.
But the main focus is the rescue livestock animals. We don't do cats and dogs. More of the goats and sheep, ducks, horses.
Turkeys, burros.
Pigs. We have quite a few pigs right now. So do that kind of stuff. And then we gift those animals, you know, if they're good animals and people want to set up their homestead, we gift them animals. Or if somebody's hungry and it's time to butcher chickens, I'll butcher a bunch of chickens and we give them to people in need and stuff like that.
So and you two run this and this is your gig. This is what
you
do. Yeah,
we've been doing it out of pocket with my disability. I'm disabled from the military. We've been doing it for about 3 years. And so we just this last fall started going nonprofit because I had a big health scare this last year. And all our money ran out after I was down and out for a few months, had a major surgery. So we decided we're helping the community. Now we need the community to help us help them. Okay. So we've gone to making it a legitimate nonprofit. The VFW in Mojave Valley just had a fundraiser for us a couple weeks ago so we could get our skid loader fixed. We had over 100 animals about calls just last week. In the last 7 days, we've had to say no to over 100 animals.
So you're not in Bullhead City?
No, we have a few acres out right by the Havasu National Wildlife Refuge, out by the power plant.
Down there.
Yeah, we have a couple acres out there, and we're talking to one of the owners of a property right by us about 3 acres that they may be willing to donate to our cause.
Oh,
so
wow.
That would really expand our things.
3 acres is a lot of land.
Yeah, we do the best we can, and we try and use like repurposed and cheap materials. And so there's a few businesses around town that'll call us, hey, we have a bunch of pallets, or hey, this scrap steel was paid for. They said donate it, come get it. Or so we really try to do the best we can and just teach anybody that wants to learn how to do it themselves.
Okay, I should have had you at my Kiwanis Kids Expo 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, hey, there's always the next one. There's always next
there
one.
Is.
We've
next
had
year.
We've had a Girl Scout troop come out. We've had one of the soccer teams from one of the local kids come out. We just started working with the Boy Scout troop that's going to come out too. So we're
so
just
now,
getting going.
If somebody wants to adopt an animal from you,
absolutely, we love that. We don't advertise it though, but if somebody's looking for a new furry friend or feathered friend or whatever. They can get on our Facebook and send us a message. And
when you bring these animals in, you don't want them for life, do you?
A lot of them do get dropped off for life because they have such a medical problem. Or, we've had two horses that got brought down from Minnesota that were 24 years old. One was blind, and, the other needed to retire. And they just come out to be loved for the rest of their days. And then we use, those older horses for trust work with the veterans, because that's a big thing going on now. And so we try and utilize them for education things, and the young, healthy ones we let, procreate and have gifts for other families. So,
okay.
But a lot of the animals do come to us forever.
All right.
So
now, how do people get a hold of you if they're interested in participating, bringing you an animal, picking up an animal?
Operation Frag Inc. on Facebook. We have Facebook link, and then we work really closely with the VFW post in Mojave Valley, the 404.
Okay.
They pretty much call us, or C&D feeds, kind of word of mouth, ask around. We've just been kind of grassroots.
What, do you have a phone number that people can call?
We've just been using our personal numbers once we meet people, so we've been kind of keeping that on the down low.
Okay.
Using Facebook, mostly for Facebook. We have a message button on the Facebook page so people can send us a message and kind of let us know what's
That's
going
how I got
on.
You
and
here.
Yeah. And then, if they send us a number and say, hey, call us, whatever we do. But a lot of people just leave messages at the feed store or the VFW, and we get those messages when we stop by, or they'll call us and let us know.
Wow.
So, but like I said, just less in the last 7 days, we've had to say no to 100, and we said yes probably a dozen times. So it's just
to taking animals in.
Yeah.
You've only got so much room.
Right now the big push is we need about $6,100 more to get this barn. And once we get this barn built, we'll be way more set up for more animals. So right now we're kind of at this steady holding pattern of about 100 animals. 2 months ago, we had 200 animals.
Oh, wow.
So we've kind of, we're prepping for the summer season, but that's a lot of people are having needs coming up once the summer comes.
Yeah,
so.
I can see where this is a big project.
Yeah, it's become
and it's
quite
just the two
thing.
Of you. You have no help there or anything?
Nope, it's just the two of us.
Well, friends and family come by and volunteer and help, but until we became a legitimate nonprofit, it was our house insurance, so it had to be a friend or a family member just coming to hang out for the day to help.
Right.
But now that we're a legitimate nonprofit, we can take volunteers and stuff like that. So we've been doing that, and we have a trailer that we've been working on finishing. We've had a few veterans come out and stay with us for a few months at a time to see if that's the lifestyle they want to do and teach them all the chores and all that kind of stuff. And they help around the property, building fences and taking care of the animals to offset the cost of feeding them and the electricity and all that kind of stuff. So that kind of has helped with that. Right now we have a almost 72-year-old veteran, a Navy veteran, who's having some issues with Agent Orange staying in a trailer out back. So we're doing our best to keep the homeless from being homeless and the animals having care. And
Wow.
And whatever. So any help that anybody wants to give us, we're willing to take it right now.
Okay. So go to your Facebook page.
Yep.
And it's Operation Frag, Inc.
Yep.
What's Operation Frag? What does that mean?
It's short for fragmentation grenade. It's a play on military words, but frag is for real American growth. Operation Frag, you know.
Okay.
So we're just trying to keep the community to come together and move forward. So,
okay.
But it's a play on military words.
All right. Okay. Well, I just, you know, I had to ask.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. For sure.
Yeah, it's not Operation Pets or anything like that.
No.
You know,
but, yeah. Because we definitely, you know, we give precedence to a lot of the veterans, but you know, single parents, anybody down the luck, anybody that just wants the knowledge, doesn't matter if you're down and out. You know, you can come and learn. But we really want to appeal to the military people. A lot of them just need a battle buddy. Just come hang out. Let's go fishing for a day. I'll, you know, teach you how to butcher a chicken, and we'll hang out. Or, you know, if you want to learn about horses, Bree spends the day or however long you need working with the horses. So
how many horses do you have right now?
Currently, we have 3 horses and 2 burros. We got the burros from BLM up in Lake Pleasant.
Oh, they brought them to you because they...
Oh, no, I went up and got them. They were in a sticky situation. The gal didn't really realize what she had herself into. And so she was just trying to get rid of them. So she was ultimately going to break her contract with BLM and send them to the meat factory. So I stepped up and got one of my friends to drive me down to Phoenix, basically. And I took in these 2 wild burros. They'd never been touched. It took us 2 hours just to get them on the trailer.
Wow.
It was a...
Really?
Yeah. It was a situation.
Okay.
But they're home now.
We have a caller calling with a question. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes. You're on the air.
Oh, Larry, this is Tom with the Journal. Hey,
yeah.
Would you ask, I'll get off the air, I'll get off the phone in a second. I just wanted to ask the ladies, how are they able to feed the animals, all these animals?
Okay.
I'll get off the air now.
All right.
I'll get off the phone so I can listen.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Larry.
So a lot of our average listeners are habitual listeners. They know
yeah.
to call in, ask the question, and hang up, and they
yeah.
hear the answer on the air, you know.
Yeah.
So how is it you feed all these animals? You have 3 horses. I mean, 3 horses eat a bale every couple days?
I go through 8 bales in a week
yeah.
to feed the horses and the donkeys.
Yep. And so far it's been off of my disability from the military.
And
Bree works 2 jobs.
I do.
And, like, when we got married 1.5 years ago, all we asked for our wedding was people to put money on our books at the feed store or at Wakimoto's for hay. And, you know, Gail works there at Wakimoto's. She'll have people call down, hey, this is for the girls, and she puts it on our books. And so it's really been the kindness of others. And we, at the beginning of the month, the first thing we do when I get my check is we go get the month feed for the animals. And if by the last 2 weeks of the month we're hungry, well, we're hungry, but the animals have the best food and care they possibly could.
Wow.
You know, and so, but yeah, I mean, it's just the kindness of people. St. Vincent and Needles, when they get big food deliveries and it's not given away fast enough, it's starting to go off, they'll call us down and we'll come pick up a truckload of boxes of squash or eggplant or whatever, and the pigs love it, you know.
Okay.
So
how many pigs do you have?
We've got 5 pigs currently. We've got 4 hogs and 1 mini pig.
Yeah.
What's a mini pig?
So a mini pig is they...
Is that like a poodle?
She's what, 40 pounds?
She's about 40 pounds, yes.
And the other pigs are like 300, 350 pounds apiece.
Yeah.
So
you can imagine what they eat.
Yeah.
A lot of hog food and vegetables.
Yeah.
Yep.
They get fresh vegetables every week.
So now will the mini pig get bigger?
Nope, they're not supposed to get much bigger. If you're
40 pounds?
It depends on how you feed them. If you just keep giving them food, they're going to get as big as they get.
Right.
But if you, you know, and that's one of the things we teach people when they come out, different animals have different dietary needs, you know, mm-hmm. and you have to be really strict with the mini pig about what you're giving them, that, you know, it's a dietary plan.
Right.
So she gets her certain cup the twice a day and then the fresh fruits and veggies to augment that, but she doesn't get all the extra slop bucket stuff like the big hogs do.
So what made you guys the experts in this? How did all this come about?
So I grew up with my parents, and we were in the rodeo
Most
industry.
Oh, okay.
I grew up in the rodeo industry. So I grew up with a lot of livestock already around. And so I knew the ins and outs from there. And then from the rodeo, I went to volunteering at the SBCA shelters and donating my own time to other organizations in California where I lived at the time. And now I just kind of, more people were like, well, with your knowledge, they wanted me to be able to take more animals. Well, will you, can you help me find a home for this? And it's like, well, we've got just under 2.5 acres. So we had the acreage to be able to take in the animals when they're like, well, this turkey doesn't, when I was working at the feed store, there was a turkey that was brought in to us. And it's a lot of research to figure out what each animal needs and what breed of animal needs. Because there are different types of pigs need different types of care.
And it's the same with all of them. They all need different things.
Yeah, I mean,
so we do a lot of research ourselves to continue and stay up on it. And anybody that we meet in our networking, we absolutely sponge up anything we can from them. We do a lot of cross things when people come down, and Bree's part of a horse group up in Kingman. So we really try and network, you know, and I do the veteran stuff through the VFW. And so anybody we meet through there, you know, we try and utilize whatever resources we have around us, knowledge and everything. And if we don't know something, but we know somebody who does,
right,
we convince them to come down and, you know, and give the class or whatever, you know. We're just trying to share the wealth of it.
So you are putting on classes and you are getting people to come out there, like you mentioned earlier.
When people call and ask, or, you know, there's, hey, this young couple's coming through town on a road trip and they feel like this might be what they want to do, we'll let them park out back for 2 weeks, learn the life, and then continue mission. Or,
okay.
You know, it's really been word of mouth because, like I said, the last 3 years we've just been doing it out of pocket. It was just we were trying to do good and be good. You know, and now it's kind of snowballed into something quite a bit more.
Wow.
So.
And you guys are young to be jumping into all this, aren't you?
Yeah. She's 24 and I'm 34, so.
Wow.
So, and once all the animals started showing up for her, I just said, okay, because she was all, you know, into all the animals and stuff. I realized what a calming effect it had for me. I mean, it's a stress, too. Don't let me lie.
I was going to say, this doesn't sound very calming.
Sitting out in the backyard listening to the ducks or, you know, just watching the horses do their thing is very calming, and it really helps a lot of veterans, you know. And a lot of them just need a battle buddy. You know, they'll bring their parents out and we'll sit in the garage for 6 hours talking. They let it all out. And then they're ready to go fishing and, you know, meet the vet, and it just gives them a safe place.
Wow, fantastic. All right, let's take a break, and we got to pay for the show. We don't get donations from C&D Feeds, so we'll be back.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swamy Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swamy Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswamyhyundai.net.
This is Herb from Herb's Herbs. We need to raise the bar on our choices in life. Life is a gift, and we need to take care of ourselves. Take charge of your health at Herb's Herbs. The knowledgeable and experienced staff at Herb's Herbs will guide you in the right direction to ensure you get healthier this year. Herb's Herbs has the largest selection of supplements in the area. We also carry organic produce, keto products. Oh, and don't forget our organic juice bar, the best. You will always save at Herb's Herbs, Main Street, Lake Havasu.
It's that time of year again. Yep, income tax filing time. Hi, this is Mike Bonney with GDK CPA. Take the bull by the horns and get started today by calling the professionals at GDK CPA to schedule your appointment. 928-680-1994. Don't drag your feet. Get on top of this year's tax filing so you're in the know with a new tax law. Call Mike Bonney or Dawn Bartel with GDK CPA today at 928-680-1994.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialist. MojaveShred.com.
Grab your friends and get ready to hit the biggest dance floor in town. All country, all the time, the live music is the best around. Everybody's got a smile on their face, and this is your kind of place. The coldest beer in the West, under the western moon.
Dance lessons at the X every Tuesday at 5. So learn how to country dance at the Flying X Saloon. The X has your boots, scootin', line dancing, two-stepping, and swing dance instructor, Miss Alice, every Tuesday at 5. Then you can stick around and strut your stuff to the sounds of Steve Wayman at 7. For dance details, call Alice Marsh at 855-0798.
The coldest beer in the West, under the western moon.
And we're back at Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Toonforce, and the show every day is brought to you by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swante, Hyundai and Kingman, Vaporium of Laughlin, and Eugene Williams Consulting here in Laughlin. And we're visiting with the two young ladies here, Bree and Deuce, from Operation Frag, Inc., a nonprofit in are you considered Mojave Valley?
Yeah, it's Mojave Valley, but it's that very teeny tiny little tip of an ear, you know, out there by Topak almost.
All right. And you're running it on 2.5 acres
yep.
of basically taking care of pets.
Yeah.
Pets other than dogs and cats.
Yep. But we see, you know, like the domestic livestock animals is kind of the characterization that it goes under usually.
So how many total animals do you have right now? Do you have any clue?
We have about 100, don't you think? I think the most we ever had at one time was about a year, year and a half ago, and we had about 300, 350 animals.
300?
But it was mostly all ducks and chickens. You know, it wasn't big horses and stuff like that where, you know, now we have one duck. we're down to one duck. But, you know, that was one of the animals we had to say no to this last week was a phone call to take 53 chickens and three ducks and two donkeys.
Ouch.
And a couple of horses and stuff. So, you know, because we really have to be aware of what our limitations are
right.
and that the animals that we already have, we've agreed to give them the best care. So if we have to say no, we try really hard to help them problem solve and figure something figure something else out. And that's how we've done a lot of networking. And when we don't know something, we have those people to call on.
Wow.
You know, last year one of our ewes had a difficult time giving birth. And although we can care for a sheep, neither one of us had ever actually gone through the birthing process. So luckily, in our networking, we know the goat lady who lives down the road from C&D Feeds and, you know, called her up and she was willing to rush out and help us. And everything was fine. And she just had to reassure us that everything was fine, you know, whatever. But that saved us having to call the vet.
Right.
And luckily, we have a really good relationship with the vet that we do use when we do have to make the house calls or, you know, they're never surprised when we bring something crazy into the veterinary office. They know it's us.
Yeah. they're not too surprised. Huh?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, the Taco Bell has seen us come through with a goose and just been like, hey, how's it going, ladies? They're used to it. So, we do the best we can with what we have every day. And a lot of that is the access to others in the community. You know?
So you were saying that what you'd love to have is this barn.
Yeah, this barn is going to take us to the next step. There's a picture of it there if you want to see it. But
hold this up to the microphone. See
right?
The picture?
Yeah. It's basically just a huge shaded cover with stalls and an open breezeway. It's, you know, I grew up in Minnesota, so a barn has walls where this does not, you know. It's a different setup of barn, but it's the kind of barn that you need in this environment. And that's really what's going to take us to the next step of being allowed to have some more of these animals come. We need to do that, and we're trying to work with Endure to make a deal on some steel to finish some new pig enclosures because our pigs need some new enclosures, and just everything costs money. You know, I welded up myself, and I use those as tools, you know, hey, these people want to learn how to weld, come out, and let's, you know, and I'll show you how to do it and that kind of stuff. But every single bit of that takes money.
Wow.
You know, so it's and a lot of the animals that come out have veterinary needs. You know, she's got an alarm twice a day to do chores, but then has to water the animals 3 or 4 times a day, especially once it gets hot, it's 4 or 5 times a day. And we have 2 animals taking medications twice a day because we have a dog with spinal cancer that was given 2 weeks to live the Saturday before Christmas. And he's still rocking it out doing chores twice a day with mom.
Wow.
But he has to have meds twice a day. So
right.
every month we have to pay for those medications, you know. And the continued vet visits for upkeep. And then the one dog got valley fever this last year, like me. They told me I had stage 4 lung cancer and ended up being valley fever. But that was after I had part of my lung removed and everything else,
oh my
you
gosh.
Know. So, but the dog got that, and she's got to have a pill twice a day, yep. every day for the rest of her life, and a blood test every 3 months.
Now,
we have to plan for all that.
You live on this site also.
Yes. Yep.
How many of these pets are allowed in the house?
Way too many. This one here, I'll hear crunching and look over, and she'll have the mini pig eating Doritos with her on the couch.
Guilty.
There's been a duck in the shower once or twice. But we have the dogs and cats live in the house. You have ferrets and rabbits in the back room of the house. But overall, all of them are outside. We have a little quarantine area if some of them get sick or need to be separated from a flock. But if somebody's not handling a weather change well, or you know a baby is born or something, then we'll bring them into the house. Give that you know extra. It's kind of like the ICU unit in the house. The dogs and cats have permanent residence, but
wow.
everybody else is outside.
Fantastic.
Yeah, the office is no longer the office. It's
yeah. When we bought the house, we called it my office, but it never became.
No.
So
no.
It's the ICU, huh?
Yeah. It's the ICU and tack room. Wow. That's where she's got all the saddles and all that kind of stuff.
So now, if like somebody's listening from the Key Club or Builders mm-hmm. Club and want to bring their kids out there, their students out there to
yep.
kind of take a tour and get some education, they
absolutely.
Can contact you on the Facebook
yep.
page.
Yep, send us a message and we'll get a hold of you and we'll set that up for sure. We love having kids come out because that's just the best. The wonderment and giving them familiarization with animals they might not usually get to. Gets that love, you know, and hopefully our job will be easier in the years in the future because they'll want to do it.
Are you working with the 4-H out in the valley?
No, we've had a few 4-H'ers from California actually come out and do things, but we haven't had any from our area. They're already all really set up with other organizations for the
okay.
most part. For the ones that we've contacted through.
I can give you the number of the lady who runs that. She was at the Kiwanis Kids Expo.
Absolutely. Yeah, and, like I said, we'll take any networking help we can for sure.
Well, this is fantastic. I mean, it started as a hobby, and now it's...
It started with four ducks and landslide quick.
Started with four ducks.
Yeah.
That was the beginning.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we had two dogs and four ducks, and it just...
Spiraled.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, nobody really realizes what a need, and especially around here, I mean...
Yeah.
And it's weird. They'll go through phases. Last spring, there was a phase where 3 weeks we had five or six phone calls of little ladies here in Bullhead who got in trouble for having pairs of ducks. So they kept, you know, they're their best friend. They come in and watch TV and eat dinner with them at night and then go outside. But then, you know, something changed. And so all these people were calling, hey, we need this place for our ducks or whatever. And so it's just weird things that you would never think about coming up, but there's a need for that, you know.
Wow.
And then those people can come out and visit their animals still, you know, and that's a big thing we didn't realize either, is that people that end up not being able to care for the animals doesn't mean they don't love them, you know. And then those are the ones that come back and say, hey, what do you need? Hey, will this plastic bucket work as a water? You're like, heck yeah, bring it out and we'll modify it. And that's how I teach the guys or girls or kids. You know, we were teaching a kid how to use a jigsaw the other day, and he was just pleased as punch, and he got a ride with me in the skid loader. And you know, so just anybody that's interested in any of it, hit us up on Facebook. We're more than happy to share what we have and are willing to take what you got to give. So
fantastic. What an operation. Gee. I was waiting for you to tell me that you had, you know, three or four people working for you. But
it's just us and the loved ones around us when they have time come out and help the best they can.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to bring my grandson out.
For sure, yeah.
And my granddaughter.
Yeah,
she definitely. Actually wants to be, I don't know what she wants to be. She changes her mind all the time. But, yeah, we'll have to come visit.
Yeah, all kinds of cool stuff out there.
Yeah. So it sounds like a great place, a great service that you're providing for our area.
We're trying. Like I said, we just want to be good and do good. And so, you know, we're learning as we go, but we're trying to do the right thing, and hopefully it all works out that way.
Because C&D Feeds is the main place in the valley to buy food for your animals.
Well, and Tractor Supply actually lately has been getting cheaper. So, yeah, we have to – she does a lot of research. It's a lot of animals to feed, so she really keeps on top of the prices of things and depending on where what we need is available. And, you know, at a better price, that's what we go with because we go through a lot of feed every month.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, so.
Wakimoto is a blessing. For sure, Wakimoto's down in Mojave Valley has been a huge blessing to us.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
Yep, for sure.
Do you get hay donated at all?
Every once in a while, we've got a good couple supporters that call in and donate a couple bales for us.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll just call down there and say, hey, for up frig or Brie and Deuce, you know, whatever, and we'll show up and it'll just be a surprise. Hey, somebody donated this.
Okay.
So, thank you.
All right. So, you guys stay busy, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Always busy.
Yeah.
There's always something to be done on the farm.
Yeah,
and if we're not there, I'm at the VFW, and she's working two jobs while she's doing all of this.
Where do you work?
I work at the Healing Center in Needles, and I work at the Wakimoto Boarding Facility with their horses.
Oh, okay. Wow. So you're really into horses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you work with Wakimoto's horses and your own horses. And Wow.
Fantastic. Yeah, animals are her life for sure.
You guys are doing some great work out there.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So if people want to get a hold of you, the best way is Facebook or call C&D Feeds.
Or the VFW 404 Mojave Valley. They know how to get – I'm the commander down there, and so they'll holler at me, and I'll answer their phone call. So
they can leave a message, and you'll get back with them.
For sure.
So if they want to make a donation, if they want to help out with the barn that you need.
Yep, and we have a GoFundMe going, and that link is on the Facebook.
Okay.
So.
Or if they want to bring a youth group or something out.
Absolutely. There. Send us a message and we'll get back to you. It'll likely be Brie. Part of my PTSD is I'm making phone calls. And so Brie is the outreach person. I'm more of the, I'll show up and do the face-to-face things.
Okay.
But if you get a hold of us on the message on Facebook, we will get back to you and figure something out.
Because we
love sharing. That's the whole point. You know, those animals aren't just there for us. They're there for everybody.
Right. Ladies, thank you so much for coming
in today.
Thank
you so much.
It's been a pleasure, and I'm going to keep your information here, and I am going to have you next year at the Kids Expo.
I'll be there.
And if somebody needs to, get a hold of you, C&D Feeds or your Facebook page.
For sure.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Wow, that was interesting. Okay, let's talk a little bit about community calendar. We got about 2 minutes before news time, and then Sean Hannity. We've talked a lot about this. We had Dr. Ziri in here talking about his youth leadership, internship and leadership program that he's doing with students. And today is actually the deadline for the applications. And so if you've got an application or need to get one, call Dr. Ziri 234-3422. Also, don't forget the swim lessons. The Kiwanis Club is sponsoring free swim lessons this summer, and they start, the first classes start May 27th, but they go all the way through middle of July. And for more information, you want to contact City Hall, 763-9400, extension 294. And then also, honey-baked hams. Yeah, Carol Finkenstein and her crew are doing honey-baked hams again. And they're going to be bringing them in as a fundraiser for the Little Red Schoolhouse and the museum. And you can contact Suzanne at 928-234-4807. And then also want to remind you that the Kiwanis Club this Sunday is doing a free breakfast, pancake breakfast, at Hope United Methodist Church. And that's from 6 until 10. Some of the things going on around our community that you need to know about. Community calendar. I'm Larry Tuenforce. That's going to wrap it for today. Tomorrow we have Mojave County Supervisor Gene Bishop will be with us all day long. So we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.